for your pruning. Even as he ascends to your heights and caresses your tenderest branches that quiver in the sun, so shall he descend to your roots and shake them in their clinging to the earth. Like sheaves of corn, he gathers you unto himself. He thrashes you to make you naked. He sifts you to free you from your husks. He grinds you to whiteness. He kneads you until you are pliant, and then he assigns you to his sacred fire, that you may become sacred bread for God's sacred feast. All these things shall love do unto you, that you may know the secrets of your heart, and in that knowledge become a fragment of life's heart. But if in your fear you would seek only love's peace and love's pleasure, then it is better for you that you cover your nakedness and pass out of love's threshing floor into the seasonless world, where you shall laugh, but not all of your laughter, and weep, but not all of your tears. Love gives not but itself, and takes not but from itself. Love possesses not, nor would it be possessed, for love is sufficient unto love. Think not you can direct the course of love, for love, if it finds you worthy, will direct your course. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. But if you love and must have needs of desire, let these be your desires: to melt and be like a running brook that sings its melody into the night, to know the pain of too much tenderness, to be wounded by your own understanding of love, and to bleed willingly and joyfully, to wake at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving, to rest at the noon hour and meditate love's ecstasy, to return home at eventide with gratitude, and then to sleep with a prayer for the beloved in your heart and a song of praise upon your lips. You were born together, and together you shall be forevermore. You shall be together even when the white wings of death scatter your days. You shall be together even in the silent memory of God. But let there be spaces in your togetherness, and let the winds of the heavens dance between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Rather, let it be a moving sea between the shores of your souls, and fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone. Even as the strings of the violin are alone, though they quiver with the same music. And give your hearts completely, but not into each other's keeping. For only the hand of life can contain your hearts, and stand together, yet not too near together. For the pillars of the greatest temple stand wide apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself, and they come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they will have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so also he loves the bow that is stable. When will you face each other? Robert, will you repeat after me? I, Robert.
I, Robert.
Take you, Heather.
Take you, Heather.
To be the wife of my days.
To be the wife of my days.
To be the mother of my children.
To be the mother of my children.
To be the companion of my house.
To be the companion of my house.
We shall keep together.
We shall keep together.
What share of trouble and sorrow.
What share of trouble and sorrow.
Our lives may lay upon us.
Our lives may lay upon us.
And we shall hold together.
And we shall hold together.
Our store of goodness and love and plenty.
Our store of goodness, love and plenty.
Heather, will you repeat after me?
I, Heather.
Take you, Robert.
Take you, Robert.
To be the husband of my days.
To be the husband of my days.
To be the father of my children.
To be the father of my children.
To be the companion of my house.
To be the companion of my house.
We shall keep together.
We shall keep together.
What share of trouble and sorrow.
What share of trouble and sorrow.
Our lives may lay upon us.
Our lives may lay upon us.
And we shall hold together.
And we shall hold together.
Our store of goodness and plenty and love.
Our store of goodness and plenty and love.
The circle is the symbol of the sun and the earth and the universe. It is a symbol of holiness and of perfection and of peace. In this ring, it is the symbol of unity in which your two lives are now joined in one unbroken circle, in which, wherever you go, you will always return unto one another, to your togetherness. Robert, will you take down the ring? This ring I give.
This ring I give.
In token and pledge.
In token and pledge.
Of my constant faith and abiding love.
Of my constant faith and abiding love.
Heather, will you take down the ring? Place it in Robert's hand. This ring I give.
This ring I give. Token pledge
of my constant faith and abiding love.
Of my constant faith and abiding love.
Robert and Heather, having chosen one another from the many men and women of the earth, and having declared their love and purpose before this gathering, and having made their pledges one to another, I declare that they are husband and wife. Let all others honor them in the threshold of their house. May they find here the good beginning for the spending and the fruitfulness of many years. Now you will feel no rain, for each of you will be shelter to the other. Now you will feel no cold, for each of you will be warm. The other. Now there is no loneliness for you. Now there is no more loneliness. Now you are two bodies, but there is only one life before you. Go now to your dwelling place, to enter into the days of your togetherness. May your days be good and long upon the earth.
Da da yeh do, da da yeh do, da da. Tears. Thank you. believe that is Steppenwolf this afternoon on KBNM Radio at 15 before the hour of 4, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you. dance of life's hectic dance. Kiss the strength of the shield.
I can't do it anymore.